Young at heart. I used to actually do this, but long ago, far away, there was a man named Abraham. Today, a lot of people call him Father Abraham, but the Bible calls him Abraham, the friend of God. Now, in this particular story, and I'm sure that you heard this before, but it's always good to hear, that in the first book of the Bible, in the book called Genesis, in a chapter that is numbered in our Bibles 22, Abraham, who is a friend of God, heard from God, and God told him a very difficult thing to hear. He says, I want you to take your son, whose name is Isaac, your only son whom you love, and offer him as a burnt offering on the mountain I will tell you of. And so Abraham, who was probably 133 years old, but even though he was old, he was still pretty strong. Strong enough that the next day when he woke up, he figured that if God told him to do this, since he was called the friend of God, that he should do whatever it was God said. Even though that this son was the son that God promised him, would be the son that would give many sons, so that his name that was changed to Abraham, which means father of many nations, that many nations would come to this through this son. And even though he was 133 years old, he set off with only two other servants, two young men, along with his son Isaac, who is probably about 33 years old. But to Abraham, who's 133, he was still just a lad, just a boy, pretty young. And they went and they traveled with probably one donkey, one mule, saddled down with all these provisions, wood, and everything that they need for a burnt offering. And they went and they traveled for 3 days' journey till they came to a place from where they were, 3 days to a place called Moriah. Can you say that? Moriah. So this place called Moriah, which had a mountain, and they would climb up this mountain to this particular place. And he told his servants, you stay here until my son and I, Isaac, come back. And so they took the fire that was in their hand, because you can't just, they don't have a flint and just make fire right there. They took the fire with them all the way for 3 days burning. And they took and kept it burning, because every time they camped out, they used this fire. When they stopped, they used the fire that they had, and they burnt and they cooked with it, and then they took the fire again, and they traveled for 3 days. And so Isaac and Abraham walked up this mountain towards the top, and they built the altar. And Isaac said, "Father, here's the wood and here's the fire, but where's the offering that you're going to offer God?" And he says, "The Lord will provide himself an offering." So they continued to build that up. Isaac carried all that wood up upon his own back, while his father took the knife and probably the fire. And as it was laid down, Isaac put his son on the wood and raised the knife way high. And as he was going to bring it down, Abraham, came a voice. It was the angel of the Lord telling him, "Don't kill your son, your only son, for me, because now I know that you haven't kept him from me." When he said that, wow, that was the very voice of God that was saying that you haven't kept him from me. And then he says, here's a ram caught in the thicket. And as soon as Abraham turned around, guess what there was? There was a ram right there caught in the bramble with its horns. And so when he took that ram out, he put the ram on the altar by taking his son off. And he sacrificed that ram to the Lord. And he said, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." He called the place Jehovah Jireh, which means to many people, the Lord will provide. But in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen is what it means, because later on, a few thousand years after that, that God would sacrifice his son. So Abraham was acting just like a prophet, obeying the Lord to show that one day God the Father would offer up his son Jesus right there on that mount. And so that is Genesis chapter 22. And tonight, for the adult Bible study, we're going to look at Genesis chapter 23. And next week, for our story time, the Bible for the young at heart, we're going to look at Genesis 23 also. Because we older people, sometimes we forget the stories, and it's good to remind us. So next week, we'll have, after we study Genesis 23 today, we'll be reminded by hearing the story for you. All right, that's Genesis 22.